We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Satan, the cursed one, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Islamic Republic of Iran, Universal Network of Sahar TV, you're watching us live from holy city of Qom with our program called Open Talk. In this program, we're going to talk about the modern Islam, the new changes in religion, which the Western people and the young people think it should be done into religion. So in this program, we're going to talk about whether the religion was for the past time or for the new time, and what is modern religion. So we will come back to you after a short break with our guest and my colleague. We're having a short break. Stay with us. Welcome back, our dear viewers. You're watching us one more time live from Holy City of Qom with our program called Open Talk. In this program, we're going to talk about modern Islam, as I said. So my brother Abbas is going to tell you more how you can contact us through internet.
In the name of Allah, welcome everybody to this episode of Open Talk. I'm Abbas Monfared. Nice to be with you, and thanks for joining us. I was checking your emails and comments. First, I should thank you for your nice comments and emails. If you like to join us, you can go on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Our page is Open Talk Sahar TV. You can go there. You can post your comments. You can raise your questions. And our experts are here to answer your questions. You can also get in touch with us on the phone. Our phone lines are subtitled during the program. You can call us and you can join us in discussions. Anyway, we're looking forward to getting your comments, and we thank you very much for your nice comments. Now I send you back to my dear sister Fatima.
Okay, you can, as my brother Abbas said, you can contact us through internet, although they cut us off on Hotbird, but still the Facebook is a big media. And I'm sure the people who are watching us, they can follow our program from all over the world. Please also send us your video calls, video movie you make, and we will play it. You can ask your question, make your comments, and we will read them in our program, and you can get your answers from the experts we invite in this program. So we're going ahead for having our guest, so just a short break, keep in tune. شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله ثغرك الوحي لذا تنطق الحرف شدا ومن أشداقك ذا وابل الدرر أنت يا نور المنى قد أسرت الأعين يشد القلب سنا وجهك القمر يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله الله يا من الماء استقى منه فاستوحى النقى له الأرواح وقى والحنين له هك إعجاب السماء ولعينيك الظما إذا من نبضها ما جادك الوله It was a beautiful clip. I hope you enjoyed it, since we're getting close to also the biggest Eid of Shias, the Eid al-Qadir. Our dear viewers, you are watching us live from holy city of Qom with our program called Open Talk and the subject of modern Islam. We have a very dear guest here from Pakistan,
India.
From India. Okay, please first introduce yourself, because before the program they didn't tell me and I've seen you before.
In the name of Allah, the Almighty, I am Sikandar Kazim Taqavi from India, from Lucknow. I'm studying here in Al Mustafa International University. I'm in the master's.
Okay, so we are talking about modern Islam today, you know, as a subject, you know. So, as the first question, you know, you're pretty young, so what do you think about the modern Islam?
Okay, what I understand about the regarding to modernism in Islam, that is that we understand what's modernism is.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that is something about progress and development. Then regarding to Islam, we have what I understand is Islam is a modern religion. We cannot say we have modern Islam or non-modern. We have just Islam, that is Islam. And we cannot say that it could be moderned or modernized. That I should say about the explanation of this thing, that Islam has two kind of things, two kind of laws. That some of them is flexible, or you can say that unchangeable, and some of them is changeable, not flexible. What kind of laws? Those laws.
I think you said it like flexible, unchangeable.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the other way around. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
So some of them are flexible.
Yeah.
And the others are non-changeable.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So those are flexible. Those are unchangeable. Those are cannot be changed anymore. In any situation.
Right.
We have those in any situation. If in beginning of Islam or. From to the day of resurrection, we have one word about those.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have five times salat, namaz, pray.
Yeah.
So we should pray five times in a day. So this this thing is not changeable. From the beginning of the Islam, the rest of Islam, and now and in future, we have five times namaz, salat.
Yeah.
So this is a unchangeable law, but we have another situation that is not in emergency. We have other situations, but what is the law in without any emergency? That is, this namaz is unchangeable.
Yeah.
But something is flexible. Some laws are flexible. Those are some. For example, what should we wear?
Mm.
Our clothes,
yeah,
right. Our clothes are flexible. Not all of them. We had a limitation. We had a territory that we should wear some clothes that in this territory.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
But
still, like it getting into clothes, I think, is a very delicate thing, because you know for example, for a woman, the shape shouldn't be showing.
Yeah.
And like for the men, but about the colors, still we have problems.
Yeah, colors about colors or different kind of clothes. We have flexibility.
Yeah.
So this is kind of law that is flexible. So those laws are which are flexible, we can say that these could be modernized. This law could be modernized. But those are unchangeable. You cannot say that this is a this will be modernized. So here are two kind of laws.
Yeah, Brother Abbas, he said he can you can modernize some parts of Islam. What do you think? Do you have any question?
First, let me ask you this question: is it possible to be faithful to the Holy Quran and show leniency to modern values in Islam?
Yeah, I think in an answer of this question, I should say that it is possible. Yes, absolutely. We could have we could be modern,
mm-hmm.
and for one of the followers of Islam, we could be faithful.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible to adapt ourselves to new values of modern Islam, like that democracy and other changes in Islam?
Means we could follow these things.
Yes, we should be. You mean we should be faithful, and after that we can adapt ourselves to new changes?
Yes, like I said, it's possible that we could be faithful, and same time, in same line, we could be modern, and we could follow the democracy.
As long as we can be modern, as long as it doesn't, harm the
harm the main Islam,
the principles of Islam,
the doctrines of Islam. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
No.
So, what is the characteristic of modern Islam?
I think, like I said, there is a. I think, like I said, that some of the laws of Islam that are flexible, like we have in Islam, that our scholars should follow the situation of the time and the generations about the making laws.
Mm-hmm.
So according to this, we have like I said, that we have some laws that is flexible, that we could modernize it.
Yeah.
So characteristic.
But what effect it will have on the society if, you know, we modernize Islam? What do you think, what effect will have in long term?
I think if we act in this field, we modernize ourselves in those laws, it could make our society's developed, and could make some progresses in our societies. And for example, some people are saying that we are third world people.
Mm-hmm.
That I think there's two things. One of them is we have some laws of Islam. Second of them is we are acting that laws or not. We have modernized laws of Islam, but the situation of Muslims now in this generation, the situation of Muslim is not modernized. Means that is the main reason of this is. They are not able to act Islam very well. They are not acting very well. They are not practically Muslim in all meanings. So since they are not practically Muslim in all meanings, in all angles,
mm-hmm.
so they become the third world people. Or we should say here that is the meaning of modernity, we are understanding. Is that just that, or we should say something else? For example, we have different kind of medicines. I'm giving an example. We have different kind of medicines. We say we are modernized. We have process. We have developments, isn't it? So we have different kind of medicines. But day by day, we have new kind of experiments that the medicines. Is changing day by day. Today have a medicine for a kind of sickness, and tomorrow will be changed. So we have, we should say that the modernity and the progress in development is not exactly what we are understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything else. So we should think about it. What is modernity exactly? So I think that modernity is not to have a last version of any software, and last version of laptop, last version of any car, bike, and these things.
Mm-hmm.
You should think, what is the need? What is the need of human?
Mm-hmm.
What human needs? You should see this. So, since we are human, and we are making the laws for human, we cannot be able to make a best law for humans. For all beginning of human,
mm-hmm.
to the rest of humans, to the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, we cannot be able to make it. So we should believe in that what Allah makes for us is more better than we are making for us.
Yeah.
So Islam is a religion. It's a religion of Allah. That is, Allah makes a lot of laws for us. So we are following in all of these things Allah. We obey Allah in all these things. So we couldn't be modernized in some fields.
Yeah.
Because Allah made this. Allah, someone who have more power than us, who be able to make a best law or us. Someone who have more knowledge of than us.
Okay. Just as the last question, because sorry, we don't have much time. The Islamic Revolution. What do you think? Was it a kind of a new modern Islam revolution or not?
I said that we have two things. Some peoples are Muslim, but they are not acting exactly what Muslims should.
That's true.
So I think there are some examples of these modernity, and the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1970s. It's a exemplar. It's a best example of these this modernity. If you want to show something. Islam, if we could say that Islam could be modernized, the best example of that is Iran now, I think. That is my understanding. That Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, made a thing that kind of impossibility.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
Thank you very much, brother. Yeah. Dear viewers, we're going through a one more time, our Facebook page. You can join us, make your comments, and tell us your idea. And what is the address, Brother Abbas, of the? They can contact us through Twitter.
Yes, you can go and you can join us. Our page is Open Talks TV. You can go there. You can post your comments. You can raise your questions, and our experts are here to answer your questions.
Thank you, brother, so much for joining us in this program. We will come back after a short break. Stay with us.
The term modern Islam is a controversial issue, often stirring deep passions among Muslims. Few subjects arouse more passion and debate among Muslims today than the encounter between Islam and modern thought. The subject is, of course, vast and embraces fields ranging from politics to sacred art, subjects whose debate often causes volcanic eruptions of emotions and passions, which hardly lead to an objective analysis of causes and a clear vision of the problems involved. Nor is this debate, which consumes so much of the energies of Muslims and students of Islam, helped by the lack of clear definition of the terms of the debate and an insight to the actual forces involved. some people believe that we should never try to change the tenets of Islam, but other people think that we can be faithful to the Holy Quran and show some leniency to modern values in Islam. Because of that, today we're going to talk about this topic because it's a challenging topic and we are going to talk about it. Now I send you back to my dear sister Fatima.
Thank you, Brother Qasim. I hope you, it was, sorry, Brother Abbas, I was mixed with the expert's name actually. Thank you for your informing part you read for us.
You're welcome.
Our dear viewers, now is the expert time. Sheikh Qasim Muhammadi, an Islamic expert, is here with us to explain what is modern Islam. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you very much for joining us in this program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. I would like to start my discussion with offering my greetings to my dear viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, so you know that we're talking about the modern Islam and you know, we have different ideas what people think about. But first, as a first question, I want you to explain what is the you know, the terminology, the meaning of the word. What does it mean?
Actually, before I get to the definition of modern Islam, I would like to give you a summary of the history of this discussion. It's a very important discussion. It's a sort of ongoing discussion now, and it started about the last 19th centuries and during the 20th century and the 21st century as well. So it's a very controversial problem or a controversial issue, mm-hmm. between Muslim groups, as well as some Muslims with some non-Muslims, and it's been, you know, this debate has been going on between Muslims, some groups of Muslims, and between Muslims and non-Muslims, mm-hmm. and they were discussing this issue, and they were sometimes it got a little rough, and they would call each other, for example, the other side, the cons of this theory, the ones who does not believe in modern Islam, would call the other side as the ones who wants to destroy Islam, and on the other hand, the other side, I mean the pros of this theory, modern Islam, would call the other side, the cons of this theory, the some fundamentalists and some fanatics that just want to be, you know, that have not appreciated the fact that we are living in 14, we're living in the 21st century, and the traditions and the Holy Quran is for 1400 centuries ago, so 1400 years ago, and so why we, for example, refer to the Holy Quran or to traditions. So these challenges and these debates, I think, started from the 19th century or late 19th century, and is going on now.
Yeah.
Okay, for the definition of this modern Islam, I think we have to go and refer to the definition of modernism, okay, yeah. or modernity, and to the definition of Islam itself. What does Islam mean? What does modernism mean? Are they compatible with each other or not? So for this issue to be clear, I think we have to refer to the definition of Islam as well as to the definition of modernism. As for Islam, it's so obvious that Islam is a religion, and religion is a way of life, okay? So Islam tries to provide humanity with whatever a person, being a woman or a man, needs for his or her life, okay? So this is the, you know, the gist of Islam. It's a way of life for humanity, and Islam tries to provide whatever a person needs or humanity needs for being a prosperous person in his life or in her life, okay? Both in this life and in the hereafter. And this is what Islam tries to say, and this is what Islam says. And the purpose, the final purpose and final goal of Islam is to reach to, you know, to or to make people or to put people in a situation that they would get to closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So you mean, sorry, I'm stopping you here and interrupting you here. So you mean Islam is for all the time?
Yeah.
It's not like for the past time and now it should be modernized like all the other things.
I will get to that point. I'm not saying that inshallah we will get to that point.
Okay.
And let the viewer, the disrespected viewers, they get to this point themselves. I will explain what Islam
means. Sorry, I mean just like because...
No, that's okay. I will explain what Islam means and what modernity means. And this is, I think, to the respected viewer or to the Muslim who is hearing this discussion to decide whether it is possible for Islam to be modernized or not. I think this is something that we ourselves we have to derive. This was for Islam. So our the Islam says that the last goal is the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, and it tries to provide whatever a person needs. And this is when the Islam is divided into three parts. The main three parts. The first one is doctrines of Islam. Okay. The second one is the rulings and injunctions, or the Sharia of Islam. And the third one is the ethical issues and ethical principles of Islam. And all these three principles or three tenets of Islam tries to provide human being with prosperity, both in this world and in the hereafter. This is Islam. Okay. What is modernism? Okay. I'm not trying to define, because it's so difficult to try to define these sorts of concepts, and there are debates even on the definition of these concepts. But what I'm saying is that when I'm saying modernism, I'm not meaning the modernism as opposed to postmodernism, which is a philosophical concept. I'm not talking about modernism as opposed to postmodernism. What is modernism? Modernism is, as the most scholars of philosophy or modernist philosophers says, they say that modernism is forgetting traditional principles that we have been living in. Okay,
yeah.
So whatever has the color of tradition, whatever has the color of being sort of archaic, they call it archaic, or they call it some ancient rulings or some ancient principles. Whether it's the religion, whether it's the architecture, even whether it's art, it must be changed. It must be renewed. Okay, so this is what modernists say. So they try to say that what we need in this civilized and this industrialized, so to speak, society is a sort of modernized society, is a sort of modernized religion as well, is a modernized, it goes to all aspects of life. So they try to put this concept in this way. So this is that was Islam that I explained, and this is modernity. So we have to think and we have to try to understand, is it possible to reconcile between modernism? Before that, is there any, a contradiction between modernism and Islam? And if there is such contradiction between Islam and modernism, we have to, is it possible to reconcile in a way between Islam and modernism, or it's not? So, and that is why those scholars and intellectuals that I mentioned at the beginning of my discussion, the cons and the pros, they try. This is the main discussion they have.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them say that it's not possible, by this definition of Islam and modernism, it is not possible to have a modern Islam, because modernism is totally different from Islam, and it could not be applicable on Islam and applied on Islam. And on the other hand, there are some other people who are the pros of this theory, modern Islam. They say, no, it's possible. We have to modernize. And we have to, like what we did in Western countries, we got rid of Christianity and we renewed everything. This is their slogan, make everything new. This is their slogan, modernist, make everything new. So we have to make everything new, whether it's religion, or it is, you know, it's political system, it's ethical principles. You have to think or rethink about these, all these issues.
You know, our guest before you said that you can modernize some parts of religion. You know, so what do you think about that? Like, the principle, they stay the same. They, you know, we cannot modernize them because, you know, these are the laws, you know. But some other parts, you know, you can, like, for example, I don't know what example to give. For example, we have Imam Ali made some changes in the law that, you know, for the taxes. For the taxes, he made it like a new law. So it means we can change some parts of the religion. Some parts of the laws, not the main principle, but the rest. So this can be like modernized, isn't it?
I don't think so. By the definition I gave for modernism and modernization, I think this is not true. The cases that they always bring about, I mean the ones who say that religion has been changed and religion must be changed, there are so many answers to these questions or to these examples. There are some counter examples to these examples as well. So I think there are two important issues that we have to keep in mind. The first one, many of these changes that we see or we consider as changes are not from Islam from the beginning it was not from Islam. Okay, yeah. So when it's changed, it does not mean that Islam is changed. Yes, we thought that it is from Islam. Let me give you, bring an example. For example, the way we dress, that the dear brother, the guest you had before me, he mentioned this. The way we dress, we wear clothes. Okay, I think, for example, the black clothes for women. Okay, I think it's just a tradition. We do not have anything in our religion that says that. Even we have the opposite. We have that it is makruh. It's unliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wear black, just for some conditions, for example, to show your being touched or your condolences for somebody, for example, for the martyrdom of Aimma, it is okay. But otherwise, examples, it is makruh to wear, for example, black dress for women or for men. But it became a sort of Islamized, you know. It was not from the very beginning from Islam, but when it went through a religion, some traditions and some ethnical issues and some ethnical traditions, they started imposing their cultures or their principles to Islam, or for example to give the color of Islam to some sorts of traditions.
No, but like nowadays, if I walk around in Qom with a different colored clothes, you know, I stick out.
This is the problem, and this takes time to be changed, you know. But what I'm talking about is that if this, for example, this principle a day is changed, okay, so suppose that in future this idea is changed. It does not mean that Islam has changed, you know, because Islam from the very beginning was not like this. And so we wearing black clothes, okay, or not wearing black clothes, it does not have anything to do with Islam, okay? I'm not saying that Islam does not recommend anything. As I said, it's recommended that do not wear, it's recommended to people that do not wear black clothes, okay? But when it's changed, somebody cannot say that, you know, Islam is changed because, for example, in the history of Islam, we see that it was not like that. They were not wearing black clothes, but it's changed to Islam. It's not about Islam. It's about the traditions that are imposed to Islam. So this is the first step. So many of examples that they might raise are among these sorts of traditions that are imposed to Islam. Mm. And the second important issue that might be considered and must be taken into consideration is that Islam, as my brother said, Islam, there are some, you know, some principles in Islam that could not be changed. And there are some principle, not principle, let me call it, for example, a sort of superficial layers of Islam that could be changed. And those, you know, those layers of Islam or changeable layers of Islam are not, you know, from the very beginning we're supposed to be changed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and in our traditions, the infallibles, our Holy Prophet and infallible Imams, at the, from the very beginning, they saw and foresaw this, and they, for example, gave some conditions, and under those conditions, this ruling is applicable. For example, chess. I just want to, you know, to bring an example to make it, you know, a little bit sensible. I'm not sure how much time we have.
I don't know how much. 14 minutes. Okay, we still have time. But Brother Abbas is, I think.
Okay, so I will
finish,
give the now, or I give my example on.
You give your example, and then I think Brother Abbas wants to.
So there are plenty of examples, but just I want to, for this you know, for this time, I just refer to one of them. For example, the Hurma, or the prohibition of chess, or the playing chess. Okay, it was prohibited through history, because it was a means of gambling, okay? But when it came to this era that we're living in, that chess has become a sort of game, okay, to strengthen your mind or something like that, and it's not played for gambling. That is why Imam Khomeini, late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, he gave an issue that fatwa that it's not haram anymore. It does not mean that Islam has changed. Islam would say that chess is haram, so it must takes last forever. It does not mean that, because the subject or the mawdu, as they call it in the in seminary school, they call it the mawdu or the subject of that ruling is changed, because the subject of hurma or the prohibition was something to be gambled by. But it's changed thoroughly. It's completely changed. It's not, you know, played for gambling anymore. It's just sometimes maybe it's been played for gambling, but for most of the times it's not the case. So the subject is completely different now.
Yeah.
So we cannot say that Islam has changed.
It depends how you're using the term. Like, for example, the subject, the object, how you're using it, whether you use it or misuse it.
Yeah. Or what is the reality of this change? This is the more important thing.
Okay. Yeah. Brother Abbas.
Thank you for joining us, dear guests. Here I have a question. As you said, we have some general principles, and some people believe that we should show flexibility to these changes, but some people say, no, we shouldn't change, we shouldn't have any changes, okay? But we see some, don't you think that this unwillingness can stop the development of Muslim countries?
Okay, I think so, yeah, and it happened. Actually, it happens sometimes, and I'm not saying that all the people who says modernity or, you know, modern Islam is a sort of, you know, created slogan or a sort of, you know, imported slogan into Islam, and it's not, that does not any have to do with Islam. I'm not saying that all of them are correct. Some of them are fanatics, as you know. For example, some of them say we even cannot ride, for example, or motorbike or drive cars, because it was not at the time of Prophet. The Prophet did not have it, and it's a bid'ah, and it happened. And I'm not sure
really?
If you know. Yeah, some of the Muslims, or so-called Muslims, they would say, and they said that using microphone is a bid'ah. It's haram.
Yeah.
It's you know, ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not at the time of the Holy Prophet, so it is a bit. It's a very, shocking stance on these sorts of issues. So it happened, but what I'm saying is that we Muslims, we have whatever we need in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in Islam, in the religion of Islam. Why? Because of the first point that I mentioned. Because Islam is the religion for both this world
and
the hereafter.
Hereafter.
Okay?
Okay.
So whatever we want, even I think the best example is the revolution of Iran.
Going to ask you the same question I asked, but let's continue this subject after a short break. Our dear viewers, stay with us and we will continue this subject of Mother Islam and share us your ideas and comments on Facebook. Stay with us. Back, our dear viewers, you're watching us live from Holy City of Qum, and we're talking about the modern Islam, how the modern world affected Islam. Does it affect or does not? And whether it should be changed or not. We're here with Brother Sheikh Qasim Muhammadi, an Islamic expert, and he's answering the question. If you have any question or comments, you can share it with us on the phone, which is subtitled during the program, on Facebook and Twitter, and send us your video on YouTube. Brother, we were just about to talk about the Islamic Revolution and the effect of the Islamic Revolution. Was it a symbol of a modern Islam in the world or not? So we just stopped up to here. And then, please answer.
Okay. Actually, the Islamic Revolution of Iran in the 70s, I think it was one of the best examples of not modernizing Islam, but rather to be modern Muslim, or to be a modern Muslim. Okay. So I'm still at my stance. I'm not saying that Islam can be modernized. I do not believe in this. But I'm not opposing my belief into, you know, my dear my respected viewers. But what I'm saying is, this is not the case that Islam can be modernized. Islam has whatever it needs to have, and whatever a person or humanity need to have. So what happened? Or what happened by the Islamic Revolution? I think it was a sort of the theory of Wilayatul Faqih. One of the theories because it's mentioned as the examples of changing Islam. I'm not sure that if you heard these sorts of challenges.
Of course.
They said it was not the case. Who says Wilayatul Faqih? It was not in the Islam. Who says? Can you show me a source of, for example, Wilayatul Faqih?
Still, we have the same big argue.
Yeah, but this is an ongoing debate between some people.
Yeah.
But when we refer to the to traditions, even to the Holy Quran, we can see many signs and some decisive signs for Wilayatul Faqih. And one of the, I just want to mention that it is not a new theory, and this is not belongs to Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. It was held by many of the scholars in history, even from the very beginning of Ghaybatul Kubra, the major occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They were, would hold this theory, the Wilayatul Faqih, even though there might be some discussions as to how much this wilaya goes, or what are the limitations of this wilaya. But the essence of Wilayatul Faqih, a faqih has jurisdiction, has authority, a jurist has this authority over others, over people. This has been discussed in many books by Shia Muslims, and it's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was the case. But what happened to Islamic Revolution and the theory of Wilayat al-Faqih that Imam Khomeini gave? It was a sort of leak, or a sort of opening for this theory, or this theory to open up.
Yeah.
Okay? So the revolution was not the creation of Wilayat al-Faqih, rather it was a chance for Wilayat al-Faqih, which was established in the history of Shia okay? And it was not new. It was a chance for this theory to be actualized. And this is one of the another reasons and another explanations for these changes that we see in Islam. So there are some, you know, some teachings of Islam that have not the chance to be realized and chance to be actualized, just like this one. Wilayat al-Faqih, before that, before Imam Khomeini and before the you know, Islamic Revolution of Iranian, no chance was there for people to have this, you know, this theory. You know, even though there was this theory, you can refer to the books of our fuqaha.
Of course, we have like
the Sahib al-Jawahir, Imam Hassan al-Jawahiri. He's one of the greatest scholars, old scholars. Respect him. He believes in wilayat al-faqih al-mutlaqa, the absolute authority of faqih. He believes in this, you know, but it was before Imam Khomeini, maybe you know, 100 years before him, and the Mirza Naini. There are so many scholars that have talked about this case. But Islamic Revolution was, had this chance to realize this theory that was, you know, that was silent, okay, and inactive for a time. So I think the Islamic Revolution was this. And if you want me to, you know, explain
why.
We
only have like 20 seconds.
Or 20 seconds. So I just I want to wrap it up with this sentence. I'm not sure that if you have other sessions for this discussion.
Yeah, inshallah we will have the further.
So I just for these two sessions, for these two sentences, because this, I'm being frequently asked what outsiders, they ask, what have you done to have this revolution and to this realization? I think that two sentences that we will talk inshallah about in the next session.
Inshallah.
The first one, that we believe that Islam can and must, and two, we believe that Muslims can and must.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Mohammadi, for joining us in this program. Thank you, sorry, brother. I took your time.
You're welcome.
In this program so much. And we will put your question on Facebook and let's see how our dear viewers will think about it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Our dear viewers, I hope you enjoyed our today's program. We talked about the modern Islam, and the question we'll put on Facebook tonight. And please share us your comments and your ideas and question, and we will discuss it here with our expert. I hope you enjoyed our today's program, and I hope you join us for the further programs. Next week, this time, again, stay be with us on Open Talk.